So Rinpoche says that, first of all, raising the enlightening attitude, enlightening mind, one should listen to the teachings. That is to think that in order to establish all the sentient beings, I engage myself in the practice of the Dharma. First line. So Tang top chawa rang xin de tedin sa ban dang ni chimu the yan de chi si thui dang chi da ni is ti ra wang. The meaning of the word is the translation is, I think this one is the same, no difference. The purified dhagpa, attainment, topa. Topa is attainment. Freedom, chalva, self and others' welfare. Shenpen has translated as welfare, and the Kathi has translated as intrinsic benefit and that of others. And self and others' welfare, what is based on these, comma, the deep, the vast, and the magnanimous, and also the length of duration, and exactly how it is.
Should I translate in French or Finnish?
Yes. Yeah, French.
Donc, la traduction mot à mot du shloka, c'est page 18, en haut de la page. Tac.
Word by word, what should I
read? As you like. Yes, word by word is okay.
Tac.
That would be useful.
On veut dire purifier, ce qui est purifié. Top, ce qui est atteint. Jalwa, la liberté. Rang chien donne. Rang veut dire soi, chien les autres, donne veut dire le bénéfice. Donc le bien-être ou le bénéfice de soi-même et des autres. Déten, ce qui est basé là-dessus. Zap, donc c'est ce qui est zap, profond. Gaché veut dire vaste. Et Dagni veut dire magnanime. Dagni Chenpo, magnanime. Deyangni, aussi. Chisidu, la durée. Tang, Chitani, exactement tel que c'est.
ลัมทาร์สิบาเซนเรโวตอบโมสตาสังโจเตลัมทาร์สิบาเตทงโดสังโจสนาสังเจรวะลัมอะเยนานิโซลัมทาร์สิบาเตเรลัมทาร์สิบเนเรโวเดวตอบโมตอบวาเตโมสังโจเตเนเคปาร์เกเซเตเคปาร์เจจู เจดันดีเดสเจ็บปัจจุบันเจดกันเลยสังเกตเจ็บปัจจุบันเจดการเลยสินะเด็บเด็บตักปัตตาเด็บเด็บเสียงเด็บเป็นน้าเซมมุมบ้าแกน้าของผมบอกเด็บเด็บดูกระวะจุกจุกลาสอบะเด็กยินดูเดนี่ยงมุมบ้าตันฮิบส์เด็บปัญญ์เกเนลูกตุงเจ็ดตาวายินดูตุงอะไรเด็กเก ดีนะเดเป้ตักป้าเสด็จสังโจเตโนมุมบ้าตังที่เดเป้นัมเบอร์ตักป้าตังนัมเบอร์ตักป้านัมเบอร์ตักป้าตังเขียนไปเยอะเสด็จนัมเบอร์ตักไปเขียนไปเยอะ ลางกงตุกจิทบะตังลางเป็นนาทินเดตากว่าเตกันเดเซนทบะเรเซนาลางกงบะละตินเนทบะตังลางกงบะกงบะละตินทบะลางกงบะตุกจิทบะตัง panzatang. Panzatang charvatang, c'est panzatang mendembusotang charvatang. Rangdang yinje ton drobatang. Rang yinje ton drobar sebatang. Titin, c'est rang yinje ton drobatitin. Top sotang, jambatang, c'est de top so, c'est un de top jo. Menjebe ye, mandebe jo jete. Dans la chute, Je suis un peu plus de temps. Quand on va chercher,
So the level of the Buddha, Buddhahood, is presented according to its essence, cause, fruit, function, endowment, manifestation, permanence, and inconceivability.
Donc, l'état de Bouddha, c'est le sloka suivant, qui commence par Ngoho jusqu'à Nampashya, est présenté comme Ngoho, l'essence, Gyu, la cause, Jebo, le fruit, Le, les tendances, ça veut dire la fonction. Donc, les veut dire la fonction. Tang Denpa. Denpa veut dire c'est ce qu'il possède, ses possessions. Jukpa. Jukpa also means function.
No, manifestation.
Oh, Jukpa veut dire manifestation.
Détak aussi, permanence.
Détak veut dire la permanence. Et ça, Mikyapa.
Inconceivability.
La manière dont c'est inconcevable. Inconcevabilité. Sangini Namshagi. C'est l'exposé de l'état de Bouddha.
Tandis qu'il y a d'autres de nous, nous,
Dix capsules.
Tien d'or, tien de res.
Non, ça.
Ton nabadje.
Ton nabadje de la.
Ah.
Carisson.
Ton nabadje de dan, de d'or, tien de la. Moi, je me délai d'un jobatan. Mais capte, je connais. Maro. Moi, je t'en déva dans l'aide d'un d'un jobatan. T'es là. Sam, tiens, n'y j'ai sangé sans un nombre de gars. Sangé. Tassan,
So, is it clear? The level of the Buddhahood is presented according to, or the level of the Buddhahood is, you can say, explained according to its essence, cause, fruit, function, endowment, manifestation, permanence, and inconceivability, with 8 points, you know, Buddhahood is presented.
Donc l'état de Bouddha est présenté ici dans ce shloka en 8 points, qui sont l'essence, la cause, le fruit, la fonction, les possessions, la manifestation, la permanence et l'inconcevabilité.
These are the 8 points through which the Buddhahood is presented. Now, what is the essence, and then one by one will be explained in detail, expanded manner.
Donc l'état de Bouddha est présenté par ces 8 points, et maintenant ils vont être expliqués l'un après l'autre.
Qui sont des tétarnas, tétarna yin yin ke nambar takbales. Tétarna yin se jete chuji yin, ta chuyin trubada travasere. Rang yin ke nambar takbales. Yin de chuji yin de rang yin ke de ngon yin ke nambar takbales. De kapsu yang, de hing yin buche pe kapsu ta ta nimong tang din se nido. Sanji machap jo de la. Moran yinje number tapa da nyomo ba da deba ni rawa de kapsaran yinje number tapa sionje te de hingi bu kapsaran yin namda te da de kapje ran yinje number tapa de ton de chepare ran yinje number tapa le ta de hingi bu kapsun de hebe kapso ta nyomo ta de se na mo ta kwa yin na nyomo da demba je rawa ta sanjo je kapsu lower the tramada demba te lower the tramada tarayundu te takwa nyidin ji sancho am takwa nyidin ji sanje de paza lower the tramada lower the tramada thada dang tarwa takwa nyidin ngo nyi ji tong dang ran yin nam da dang lower the bra de takwa nyidin ji tong dang do do na ran yin nam da de khan de hi nyi bol tang bu ni re lower the tramada demba te lower the tramada ta yundu tene takpa ni den de yugre ta takpa ni den de tarto ge sanje da chuko la ran yin takpa ni den sanje la takpa ni den ti ta ni de ja jugre takpa ni den ji sanje takpa ni den ji chuko sem ji sanje ji ningbo ji de ten ba kap so de hi ningbo te ran yin nam da yin na ya takpa ni den ma re lower the tramada ye ro wa o ta ti che ba da ha ko go re de hi ni mo tem pe kap so rang yin nam da da lower je trama da da ba ni che re ta da ni mo ta de sa jo ge kap so tak pa ni din ye yong du ta tak pa ni da den ba de tak pa tang bo rang yin nam da de yin ni sem je ne lo rang yin nam da de re tak pa ni ba de lower je trama da tra yong du te tak pa ni din de yong go re tak pa ni din ngo ni ji tong ta ta tak pa ni da den ba de ngo ni ji tong re tong ta te topar sepa se na takpa ni dan demba te topar sepa te kang topar se re se na topar sepa nyam ya dan ji thop je lam nyam su len ba yu ton dan se ta den de takpa ni di de topar sepa jo de kar se na te topar sepa nyam ya se nyam ya number mo do be ye chi dan ji thop chi sa nam ji ji chi ya song yo re kar se na nyam ya to sem je ne lo yin ri yin mi jin ang do ce ce de nyam bari ya ang du de de tru ba tham je ne bari che ang ang ne na nyam ja nam bar mo do be ye hi se re nyam ja nam bar mo do be ye hi nam bar mo do be ye hi se je te nam thon do na su ko de wo se na nam do me be ye hi se che ro wa nam do dan ta be ye hi ti ce te le chu ke la nyam ja nam bar mo do be ye hi se ba re na su ko de wo se na nyam ya nam do me be ye shi se no ko de ge do ton de nyam ya nam bar mo do be ye shi a nam do da tra be ye shi te kon be to je ji thop do Jitob do dani hisa nam ji ji hi de jere. Jitob do thon tam bar chu tam che. Rang yin je ma do ba. Oi sa tong ba ni yin ba tang. Kun zob ji chu tam che mlan jo ma ta we na so de hi hi re. Thon da jitob do kun zob da thon da je nam yi hi pe ni hi che bo yong gre. De le jitob hisa nam ji ji hi se gre. Thon do ta tak tob da traba de ngo wi thon ja on do tak tob da traba de to bar se pa the. Nyam ya number modobe hitang jithob hisa namji te jithob je lam nyam so lemba lemba te gyu to tans ta de kar sun dor dona takpa ni de te sanjo ke ngo wi ton de ina te jo de kar ra sana nyam ya da jithob je te ni lam ko bal te de de takpa ni de to gre ta sanjo samba namji nyam ya do yin yin mi jinga do nyam bar ya jithob do Tene, so yang namju cok jahce musa, cok teyang ada ni, tuh tambah tongba ni dah, kunjub tu cuma malam tahu, nampak dek hebat goni, cok sah ungerwa, oh tere, tatela yang cuke na cokba ungerwa, nyamja number mutope yehi tang, jitup kiza namji jehi, ni bote, takpa ni din sah cuke, ngoh takpa ni din sah tu ti jote, ta nyamja ada jitup je tu. Bale, tan dewi tuan tu kerja sana, ngoh, kondo ngoh, cawan ngoh ngoh, jodang dewi zaira wa, lang gombal le, jepa ni je cuma dah cawan dewi tuan dah, ngoh jodang dewi tang, teh tau nyamja tang, jitop je, lam teni, gombal le, se gombal am gombal sebab le. Nyo mongba drapa tang. Hibza drapa te, drapa nye je, dim nye je, chama tang. Dim nye je chama, dim nye je nyo kwa tang, trawa. Te drevi tong tang. Dim nye je nyo kwa tang, trawa drevi tong tang. Ngovi tong tang, drevi tong jing par chere chikpa che yobra. Yina yang di kapso, drevi tong te, dim ni dan cara baca ni yang dewi tuan tu yang awal, dewi tuan tu. Deba pamba lelang ini je tuan ni dua belas sepa le je tuan tu. Nyombo deba dan hidup deba te deba nama ni am deba pamba le. Deba pamba le rang tong tang yin je tong namba nis drobar seba le je tong sete ta se le je tong dere pen deba namba ni ma ba na randon drog mare randon ma drog na yin don drog thog mare wa sanje nam la sanjo sembe kap sa randon drumdo je yin don chobar seba re Randong cedah dua ayam marit, ina ya randong mandom na yendong drop tu kumar. Pen macam ke, ini je rangge ini macam ina malap tu kumar wa, oh tera, tera wajer. Dapat pambal le, ya randang ini je tuni sedo de randong de yendong le. Randang ini je tuni dua ber seba de leje tu kumar. Se leje tong da tang wo jo tang de wo leje tong de leje tong se te da ke tin se de te da ke tin ta te da ke tin san jin ma cha pe yin tin nam dan den be tong dan se ran da yin je ran yin je tong te da ke tin san jin ma cha pa se je te Sambil mencapai, hibe mencapai rau. Dona hindu topar kawa tuanda rau. Sambar kawa tang, hindu topar kawa tuanda rau. Sambil mencapai asli. Sambil mencapai. Sambil mencapai yuntin namda denbe tuanda asli. Sambil mencapai yuntin namda denbe tuanda. Sambil ju yuntin te, sosu jiwa namje, samgona jatawa hindu sambar kawa tang, topar kawa tang, hibar kawa. Hibar kawa yundin rei do yuwa re. Hanna hi kawa te kandre jena, zani hi jume pa yundin te kandre re se na, tanda nga su mubu nelo la yanga hindo to par kawa da hibar kawa de de mang bo yoware pen na log no no ba ta lo le tin ne de ne le ka jaya da so la hindo ngu su koran no ba de thongare ma do hi kawa da to kawa ngu bo mang bo yoro wa ten ra wo tun du chi pen na log no ba chik la yang tun du yo wa yin na log no ba so ser ju ngu bo la yang hindo to par kawa chi mang bo yo na Then Sanjela, Tobraka, and Mambo, never the younger. The adagatin Sanjan Machapi, you ain't in Nam than Dame Beton dancing. You ain't in Nam said the Mambore. You ain't in Nam La Chuku, you ain't in the last one you sang you up, you ain't in Nam than Dame Beton. Tayang, you ain't in Tayang, Tayang, O Nidang, Longjo, Tayang, O Nidang, saying, O Nid, you come. More need than the more need come, Chujo Godan. Long Joe Zobacodans, take back him with Chula, Long Joe Zobatans, take back him with Chula, Zobal, Long Joe Chani, Long Joe Zobas, Long Joe Zobacode, Dorza, Sapjo, Sajolene, Besanjo, Sambananla, then it Jarva and Allah Sopa Longu, Longu Zosu Tinde. Sabju San Jose Banana, Chu Tembam, Chu Tembar Zebare. Jan Chu Somo Govare. Jin Tan Chalo La Soba, Nambagoni Tingere. Long Jo Zobatan. Trubate is it? Then Dorza Sosu Chio, Zotia Banana, Trubuka Dere, Trubuka Nazoba. Trubuka Telayan, then Mulamaya Zoda, La 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 Zoda. Then Tundra Tundra Zoda. Drova ran and get ready to the Zoks of Don't Te, Turba Pepa Teladene, Turbaco, Turba Te. Kusomjes, the Teta Bamba, Mogonikom, Chujukotan, Longju Zobukotan, Turbukot, Kusomjerab, the Yevan Jukotan, Jukotan de Pa, Yoksej, Yevamangbol and Jukotons in the Jangre, Tenda Kusomji Yever. Kosom de Yevin Jupiton. Then Kosom de Landi Chetan Kosom Yendon Lord Yayona, Yinto the Repi, he drove us on Yukujukos ever. Telemayo Yendo subjects and just some bala, Tenda Pesigi Nama, number Nama, Tela Longju Zubikos. So Sujewana Mubadan Dumber, Sanjay Zoni, Jerez Trubatel, Trubikos, Kosom Sejutu. Yan Kunga Yavasipa Kapso, Mumber Sancho Bacot, and Dorjiko Selegi Nier. Mumber Sancho Bacosejote, Kosom Naja Mandibachani, Mumber Sancho Bacos, Pasan, Penanazu, Lobion Dawa, the Tunduina Pa, Sancho Patatani, Sancho Ducerava, Hindu Cabal Denai, Kosom de Namachani Mandiba, Naja Mandibachani, Mumber Sancho Bichi, Kos. Cosum de Nova Chan in Mandiba, Naja Mandiba Chan in Mumber Sancho Bichi, Cos. Yer Messi Bachan in Dorjiko Severe. Naja Mandipatan, Mo Yer Mepa, Mo Chipaiba. Tichani Yare. Cosum Lelos, Conga, Nibote Mevare. Naja Mandipachani, Mumber Sancho Bacos. Yer Messi Bachani, Dorjiko Severe. Cosum de Rab the Yer Tondan. Kosum de Rab the Yevin Jupiton Dan. Tenam Jan said the Tenam Jan, Cotenam Jan Droa Tang. Cotenam Jan Droa Tang. Droa Chesay Nebata, Namka Chesay Par. Tagbut Tondan said, Teta said the Tadumba, the Tagbutondera. Cotenam Jan Droa Chesay Nebata, Namka Chesay Par. Tagbutondan said, Tagbutondan Deba. Got there some 17th time, Jay, then Drova Jesse near Tang, Namka Jesse near Jepardo, Jim Jeba, Jesse Panebena, Tagbaton Tangs. Don't Namka Jesse Pardo, Jim Jeba Nebuchan, Tagbaton, Sigar, Tagbaton. Sam Chab, Sanjay Machabaton, the Tarsimba Jetab, Tornes, the Tarsimba Jetab Torn, Parba Nam Jesanjay Machabaton, the Tetavo Sanjay, Sanjoga Tonte, Kingdom Tarsimba, Jetava Yendo, Tembane, Tarsimba, Tarsimba, Jetava Torn, Parba Nam Jesse. lo parpa namje parpa sosu jevo tava namje parpa namje sanje machapa tontes je tava yendo parpa sosu jevo namje sanje machapa re ta pe na sa tangbo tongo du chuko chuko am chuni ngonsom do to barawa dere ma do dene parpa namje sanje machapa tontes don jebo nam se te tavo don namba jebo nam ye jen devo Tato Basanje Jesane, number Yabaino. That is, can it? A Sancho care? Moveton, Jueton, Deviton, Legeton, Dembeton, Jogbeton, Takbeton, Sanje, Machapeton, de Dor, Dutte Tembara. Tandi, Matani, Titon, number Jebo de Tenirembe, Jeper, Jeper, so
yes. Second, end of the second line. Yes, now this the whole subject matter of, as Rinpoche said, that the subject matter of Dalai Lama is seven Vajra points. These seven Vajra points also divided into chapters. So in the first chapter, three Vajra points are explained: Buddha, Dharma, and the Sangha. And now in the second Vajra point, is this Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, and fourth one is element. Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, and Buddha nature. These four Vajra points were explained in the first chapter. Now this in second chapter, the fifth Vajra point, that is enlightenment. So enlightenment or realization of enlightenment is explained here. So that's why it is said Chidu Nipa. Chi means general. Tan means here point, the second general point. Nipa means the second. Yes, commentary. You have got commentary, yes?
Yeah.
Yes, page 95. Pardon? Fourth Vajra point is the element, the Buddha nature, or the Buddha element, or the potential of Buddhahood. So in the first chapter, there are four topics, four Vajra points. The first four Vajra points are explained in the first chapter. Now in the second chapter, the enlightenment, which is to be realized, is explained. You got the page 95? Back page. Line fourth line from the middle. Root text, yes. The root text is page 18. Page 18, from Taktop, Talwa, Rangshinta, from the back page, first line. Yes. And the Taktop, in the root text, Taktop, Talwa, Rangshinta, Tetin Sabdang Yache Tang, Dang Yi Chimbu Teyang Ni, Shisi Tudang Chidang Yi. This one is explained in the first. You got? So, Chidu Nipa, now the second point, the general point, the main point, that means Tokpa is that to be realized, is called Tokpa. Changju is enlightenment.
You find it? Don't know how to count.
I see. Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Maybe all the new students can sit next to an old student, so if they get lost, it's easy to find their place.
That's good idea. Yeah. No, this way. Yeah, that's way. That means the second main point. Tokpa means that which is to be realized. Tokpa means to realize. To realize, that means. What is that? That is Changchu. Changchu means enlightenment. Enlightenment. Tenba means to show. That means explanation. Sum means the three. In the la means in. In the first, in the literally like that, in the explanation of the enlightenment, which is to be realized, three means which falls under three heading, subheading. So these are Sheja Tungi Ngovan Dorten. Sheja means that which is to be explained. Tun means the point. Tun. Tungi means of the point. Ngo means the essence or the nature. Dorten. Dor means in brief. Ten means explain. You can say the brief explanation. Now you can go back. The brief explanation of the essence, of is not here, of the essence of the point to be explained. First point. And the second point, Chesul Domtu Du. Chetsul means the way of the explanation. Dom to duva means. Chetsul means the explanation, you can say the whole. The explanation, dom to means summarize. As a summary, duva means to. Dom to duva is whole word, is to summarize. The summarize, you can say explanation. The summary of the explanation. The meaning is that chesul dom to du means the the summary of the explanation. Teda jardi gyavar shabao means then and both the then the teda jardi means applying together both the essence, both the essence of enlightenment or the nature of the enlightenment and the first Dengyi Ngowo Dorden means that the first one is introduction, you know, what is enlightenment? What is enlightenment? That is shows here. And Chesul Domdu Duwa means then second one is called the brief explanation. And the Teda Jardi Gyabar Shiva means Gyabar Shiva means the detailed explanation. First one is a brief sort of introductory explanation. Then second one is a brief explanation. And the third one is a the detailed explanation. Tangbo means, now the first, you should catch the first. First means, Sheja Tungi Ngon Dorten. The second general topic, you know, also falls under three subheadings. A, Sheja Tungi Ngon Dorten. B, Chesul Domdo Dua. And C, Teda Jardi Gyabar Shepa. Now the A, Tangbo means the A. What is that? Taktop ne Chitanyi. It says, Taktop ne, from Taktop to Chitanyi, the root text, that is the root word. Chie sung te means it is said. Now the explanation starts from here. Lam tar chinbe, it is misprinting. Tar chinbe mare. Tar, not ba, it is pa. You have to make it pa. There's a lot of misprinting in this text. Pa. Pa yata cha ki gu chin na chin. It is not ba. It is second one. Pa, pa. The second, lam tar chin be, chin yes, pa yes, yes, pa pa. First, second one yes. The line in between, in the center this line. Lam tar chin be dibu tok be ngowo changjub teni khyabar ki chue ye dang den des. Lam tar chin be dibu. Means lam tar chimba means lam is the path, tar chimba means the perfect. He means of devu means the fruit of the perfect path. That means literally you one by one you go clockwise, and when you translate then you go anti-clockwise. Lam is the path, tar chimpa means the perfect. He means of devu means the fruit. Now you go back, the fruit of the perfect path. What is that? Tokpe ngowo. Tokpe, tokpa. That is realizations. Tokpe. What is the realization? Tokpe ngowo. Tokpe ngowo. Tokpa means realization. Yi means of. Ngowo means again essence. The nature. The nature. Now you go back again, this clause. The nature of the realization. That refers to Changchu, the enlightenment. Now from enlightenment you can go back again. The enlightenment, the essence of the enlightenment, which is realizations and which is the fruit of the perfect path, the path that you have perfected, the path that one has perfected, that is enlightenment and that is realization, that means. Tenim is this one now, the stressing on this point here, topping over Changchub. The enlightenment, the nature of the enlightenment, which is realization. The nature of enlightenment or realization. Teni khyabar ki chue yedang dente. It has khyabar ki means special or extraordinary. Khyabar ki means special. Literally, khyabar ki means special. Khyabar ki means of special. That means special. Chue is here. Not dharma or not phenomena. Here is a quality, you can say. Khyabar ki chu, or you can translate as a speciality or special quality. Ge means aid. Dang dende means possess. The enlightenment, it means that the enlightenment, which is the fruit of the path that one has perfected, has eight kind of qualities. Yeah, it is the dang a dang. It is not da da de. First is da, the second one is nga. It's a misprinting. Mess. So ye dang den des. So then by means to possess, te is a grammatical particle, so we will study one. It's called a remaining lakchi particle. That means it conjunction, you know, in fact, it joins with the next sentence. Dente, which are, that means, you know, or which are, yes. Then te means which are, you can say here. Thang dente has eight kind of quality, which are dibe thakpa thang. Dibe thakpa. Thakpa means pure. Pe means here, not by. I think in English you say off. Diba means obscuration. Obscuration. Pure of obscuration. That means purity from obscuration. Pure of obscuration. Debate. Not pure by. Literally, pure by obscuration. By obscuration cannot be pure, I think. So maybe pure by, pure of obscuration. Do you say? Free from obscuration. Literally. Thakpa means literally thakpa means pure. Then lam, that is called tak now. You know, in the root text, tak top. Tak, only the meaning of the tak is that now. Tak has been commented now. Now, what is top? What? Yes. Takpa. And lam. Lam gomtop ji thobatang. Lam gomtop ji thobatang. Lam means here path. Path means that realization, I think. Something Rinpoche says like that. Yes, it's realization. Path means here realization. Gom means meditation. Top ji, top means power. Ji means by. Thoba means to attain. Now you go back. From here again, anti-clockwise. Attainment, not exactly anti-clockwise. The attainment of the path, that is realization, then kiss means by the power of meditation. Or you can say the enlightenment has eight qualities, which are thakpa, purity, thopa, you know, attainment, Talwa, freedom, Rangshen Dhan is one point, the attainment of the welfare of one Buddha himself and for other beings, Teten, like this, Teten, the base of this. So Dibe, Thakpa is one point. Lam gomdubji topa is one point. Topa is one point. Topa means attain. What is attained? The realization, the path that he has attained. Kis means through, by. Kis, you know, instrumental case, instrumental particle that we had last time in grammar. Kis, you know, with or by. Ki, with what? With the top, with the power. The power of what? Gom, meditation. Gom top means meditation power. By meditation power. Then pangja dang chalwa dang. Chalwa now. This tang all the tangs are here. I think it's like comma in English. Comma. And Tibetan, it is and, in fact. We use and after every noun here. Thoba dang. Noun and a verb. Noun, here it's thoba is a noun. Then pangja dang chalwa dang. Pangja means, pang means to give up. Yeah. pang sapatapa pangapang pangja pangja thang chalwa thang pangja means that which is to be given up. Thang chalwa means free from. This thang is not end, not comma, not end, but this thang is just from, I think, free from, you know. It goes with the talwa. There are about 20 words with which the tongue goes, tongue is applied. Tang talwa means you take as one phrase, sort of. Tang talwa means free from. Free from what? Free from that which is to be given up. That is the obscuration, you know, defilements, shejidiba and the two kind of wells. Talwa tang. And rangshin ji tuyun druba tang. Then accomplishment. Rang means self. Shen means other, ki means of, turn means the purpose or the welfare or the goods, what do you say? Dupa means accomplishment. The accomplishment of the purpose of self and other. Self means refers to Buddha himself, and other means other being.
What's Thopa?
Thopa means attain.
What's the difference between Dupa and Thopa?
Pardon?
Dupa and Thopa.
Dupa is, Thopa means attainment. Drupa means accomplishment. Yeah. More transitive, you know.
Accomplishment is.
Yeah. Accomplishment, this is transitive. You know. Yes, then here Rinpoche says that, although it sounds a bit funny, literally it sounds a bit funny that the welfare of Buddha, or the welfare of the purpose of himself and for other being. So Buddha, how Buddha can have sort of self-interest or self-purpose and a purpose for himself or... But this, Rinpoche says, it means that in order to... In order to, for the Buddha, in order to relinquish others' suffering and bring them to liberation or to lead them liberation. First, he has to liberate himself. That his own liberation, his act of self-liberation itself is called rangdan by term, by word. In fact, that also is directed towards others' benefit.
By definition,
yes. By definition, yeah, literally. Dimni mabang na rangde midupchin. If Buddha has not given up the two kind of wills, then his self-purpose will not be self, what do you call? His self-purpose will not be fulfilled. If his own purpose is not fulfilled, he would not be able to benefit other beings. So in that sense, we should say rangdun and shendun. Rangdun and Shendun. Rang Shen Gitan means Rang Gitan Shen Gitan, if you expand it like that. So he has accomplishment of the Tan means welfare or the purpose of Rang and Shen, one himself and other being. Te Ten Top Sotang Shui Dem Batang. Te Ten is the base of that. The base of that. The base for that, te ten, in the root text you can see, te ten, the base of that. The base of that means the base of rang and shenji ten. What is that? Top, etc. Top means the power. So means etc. There are 10 powers, you know. Top ju, the 10 power. Four fearlessness, minjik washi. Top ju, minjik washi. Sosu yang tabari washi. Not, sorry. Topju, Minjigvashi, there are 32 qualities of Dhammakaya. It refers to that. So, it refers to all the 32 kind of qualities. Ten means of that. Ten means here basis, in fact. The basis for this. For this means the basis for accomplishment of the welfare of oneself and other being. That is what? Top. 10 power. Without the 32 kind of quality, he cannot benefit other being, that means. Neither he can benefit other being, nor he can... He cannot benefit. He cannot accomplish the both kind of both the purposes. Therefore, it is a teiten, the basis of that. Basis of that is the basis for that. I think. Top so tang denba tang. Then again, tang denba. This tang is not and. This tang is not particle. Pardon?
The teiten, this is a separate quality of the eight qualities, is it?
Yes, separate quality. Yes. Rangshing it turned to be ten. The base of that means the base of the. That means these, in fact, should be.
Ten. That's one point.
One point.
And then the next
and
point
it's, is Teiten. Yeah, Teiten. Tei refers to Rangshingi Tendrupa.
But it's a separate point in the eight.
Yeah, separate point in the eight. In fact, it's a separate point, yes. Teiten. Top so tang, tang denpa. Tang denpa means possessing, you know, having. Tang denpa again goes together as a phrase. Tang means then the last tang is and. Or comma. Sapa chugu dang jashewa lungu. You can count thakpa, thopa, chalwa, rangshin yutun drupa. 1, 2, 3, 4, and it's fifth. Now sixth one is sapa chugu dang jashewa lungu tang. Dang ni chimu chugu namji iyewa tang. Then the sapa means profound or deep. Chugu means dharmakaya. The most profound aspect of the Buddha is Dharmakaya, that means. Jachewa, longkutang, dangyi chumbo, tulku. Jachewa means the vast, the very vast. Longku, jachewa means vast. Longku means sambhogakaya. Literally, longku means the enjoyment body. Literally, it sounds enjoyment body. Jachewa, longku means the longku. Sambhogakaya, tang means end. Dangyi Chembo is the magnanimous, the great, the being with the great soul. Literally. It's a Mahatma, you say in Sanskrit, you know. Chembo means Maha, Dangyi means Atma. Maha Atma, Mahatma. The Mahatma, Tulku means then it refers to the Nirmanakayas, or the emanated body. Tulku Nam means emanated bodies. Ki means of Yeva means then. Classification. Now you can go back here. The classification, yes. First you take this one. The classification of the profound aspect, classification of Dharmakaya, which is profound aspect of the Buddhahood, and Sambhogakaya and Nirmanakayas, which are the vast aspect of the Buddhas. Vast aspect of the Buddha. So Buddha is one. When we divided him, when we classified him into aspects, then we can have three aspects. Dharmakaya, Sambhogakaya, and Nirmanakaya, like that. As Rinpoche says, Dharmakaya is a... He explained that Dharmakaya is a... That Dharmakaya is the aspect of the Buddhahood, which is a... clear light and voidness, and which is absolutely free from two kind of veils and from all obscuration. That aspect is called Chukku, Dharmakaya, and Gyachewa Longkutang. And the vast aspect of Buddha is Sambhogakaya and the magnanimous Tulku, the Nirmanakayas, which appear to the beings. Jachewa, why it is called Rinpoche says Jachewa means here. Very vast. Vast means here. He appears in different realms, everywhere. In that sense, it's Jachewa, the very vast. So Longku also, and Rinpoche says once explained that Longku appears, although Longku appears only to the Bodhisattvas. But to the Bodhisattva also, it appears according to the stage of the Bodhisattvas, levels of the Bodhisattva. It appears a different way in different places. Dangyi Chimbu Trungku, then magnanimous, the Nirmanakaya, of course, they appear in different form, in different time, you know, and different places. So therefore, they are vast. Then Korwa Chisit Nebadang. This is one is six now. Seventh point is Korwa Chisit Nebadang. dang ni dang sem ji si tu dang now tu tu means the time here korwa ji si du ne ba tu dang here tu only time is korwa means samsara ji si tu means as long as last ji si tu ne ba sorry ji si tu means as long as ne ba means to last as long as the samsara lasts the time factor, I think, the time factor of the Buddha, time factor, you say, the duration of the abiding of the Buddha.
Jaisa is again?
Jisito is as long as samsara lasts. Korwa means samsara, jisito means as long as Neba means last. So he has infinite time, you can say. Buddha has infinite time, although infinite is not here. Time is here only. But he has infinite time. He has the quality of having infinite time because he abides as long as the samsara lasts. Pardon?
Enlightenment,
yes. Yeah, enlightenment. To enlightenment, Changchup, is same, yes. Buddha and enlightenment. I think you cannot separate. Buddha or enlightenment.
This means there's no falling back into some sort.
If you say enlightened, yes, you can. Enlightened and enlightenment. Same almost. Pardon? That's a seven now. Now eighth one is Chunyi Chi Taiwa Rang Xin Du Xiebar Chaos. Chunyi Chi Taiwa Rang Xin Du Xiebar Chaos. Chunyi is Dharmata, the absolute truth. I don't know. Then, Chunyi means the Dharmata. That also refers to the ultimate truth. I think either he didn't explain or I've forgotten this. What does it mean? Chunyi means, literally, Chunyi is Dharmata. Chitava means exactly. Rangshintu means as a nature of. Shebar Chao means should be known. So he should be known, he or she, whatever you say. You cannot refer Buddha either with he or with this, or saying she, in fact. Buddha can refer as Buddha. Enlightenment. If you say enlightenment, then it is it, I think, yes. It should be known, you can say then. It shouldn't be known. Even if Buddha, if you say take as a personify, normally we personify as a man, but there's no reason, in fact, why he's personified as a man, as a male. Well, in Tibetan language, we never use he for Buddha. Buddha is always used Buddha, or that. First we say Buddha and that, then that we say. No. Anyway, so the enlightenment should be known. The enlightenment is subject here now, everywhere. Enlightenment or the enlightened one should be known. Then, Chunyi Chitawe Rang Shinto, as the exact nature or the very nature of the Dharmata. That is the absolute truth. It means that Buddha is the absolute truth, the ultimate truth. So these are the eight points in brief now. Now the second point, topic, you know, Chetsul Domdu Dua. Chetsul Domdu Dua. The explanation in brief now, I think. First one is the introductory of the eight points, which are the 8 points that enlightenment has possessed, by which the enlightenment is subsumed, you can say. Then second one is the brief explanation of the enlightenment. Teta, nipa ni, then nipa is in root text, ngowo yudang, zhivudang, ledang, denla, jukbatang. Teta, sami chamni ji, sangji, sani, number sha. The brief explanation now of all these things, all these eight. Teta na, ingri rangshin ji, number thawa le, bangja lowur ji, timatang thawa, thawa yindi ni, ngowo ni ji, tuandang. Now, Buddhahood is presented with the 8 points, presented with 8 points, or by 8 points. Third budget point, the Sangha, yes, right. What preposition are you using? The food. In Dogo, right, now is that. Chapter 2, the enlightenment, purity. The level of the Buddhahood is presented according to the eight point, you can say here also, the 8 point. So these are thedana ingri gira. First one is ngo ni jitan, by essence. Its essence. First one, its essence. According to its essence, and what is the essence of it, the enlightenment? Ingri rangshin ji number thapa le, ying dang, ingri rangshin ji number thapa le, ying expands. Tetar nam is, in this way means this refers to what has been explained before. The last shloka. Ying is expense. Expense means here Rinpoche says it is voidness. Ying. Ying rangshin ji.
Didn't he also say it was chuki ying?
Chuki ying. Chuki ying. Ying is here refers to the Buddha. Expense means the Buddhahood, yes, Buddhahood. Rangshin ji. Number Thakbale. Yes. Ying Rangshin Yi Number Thakbale. Oh, yes, sorry. Here, Ying refers to the Thakbale, Pangja Lobur Ji Timatan Thakba, yes. Thakba Yin De Yi Ngobaji. The Buddha essence has two kind of purity, yes. First, Thakpa Nyi Den. We have to jump at the last line. Thakpa Nyi Den, the last words of the line. Thakpa Nyi, of the sentence. Thakpa Nyi Den. Thakpa means purity, Nyi means Den. Nyi means, two. Denpa means having. The essence of it has two purity. What are these two purity? Yin Rang Shin Yin Nambar Thakpa Tang Denpa. Yin means then, here, Yin. Ying here, generally Ying is Tongpanyi, but here it refers to the Tathagata Garbha, the Buddha nature, which Rangshinchi means by nature, primordially it means, right from the beginning, Nambar Thakpa. Nambar Thakpa means completely pure. Le, by Nambar Thakpa Le, Pangja Lovurji Timadang Chawa. Pangja Lovurji Timadang Chawa. It has two purity, one primordial purity, and one is the purity free from incidental stains. Rangshin ji number thawa le pangja lobur ji thima dang thawa. Pangja means that which is to be given up. That refers to lobur ji thima. Lobur means incidental, ji means off, thima means the stain. the stain, the incidental stain which are to be given up. Thang Thalwa means separated from. Thakba, that's pure. There are two kinds of purity. One is primordial, the primordial purity, and another one is the purity which is free from incidental, the incidental or the accidental purity. The accidental stains, yes, which are to be given off. So this Rinpoche always explained like this, like the gold that contained by the mineral, which is very pure from the beginning. And then another purity of the gold is the when it is obtained already from the through refinery system or process. When the gold is obtained, then it's pure again. So there's two kinds of purities shown here. One purity which exists right from the beginning, the another purity which is obtained afterward. So this kind of two kind of purity Buddha, the enlightenment has. That is the essence of the enlightenment. Now essence. Then the second one is you, the cause. The thobar seva nyamsa dan je thob ki lam nyamsu lemba gyu yi thanda. And it has also the cause. They means that, the beginning of the sentence, they means that. That refers to, again, thakba nyinden. That refers to thakba nyinden. This, the possession of the two purities. No, the essence, sorry. The essence, which has the quality of two purities. Thobar cheba means cause of, topa means to attain, cheba means means of, the means of attainment, the means of attainment of that, thakba nyindi ngobo nyi, nyamsa, what is that? The means, or the, here, means, is a cause means a means, in fact. That is nyamsa and jethop. Nyamsa is meditation. Nyamsa is complete absorption in meditation. Thang means end. Jethop, literally je means after. Thop means attainment. But this has been translated as jethop means post-meditation. Meditation and post-meditation. Meditation and this, the fact after the meditation or the everything that happens after the meditation. Jethop means meditation and post-meditation ki. Lam means the path. Nyamsu lemba gyui tantam. Lam means the path. Nyamsu lemba is to practice. Nyamsu lemba we translate as a practice. Literally, nyamsu lemba means to take as experience, you know, to make the experience. Gyui thandang, that is the meaning of the cause. Means the practice or the experience of the path. The path during the meditation and after the meditation, which are the means of to obtain, the means to obtain that. That means the essence of the Buddhahood, the essence of the enlightenment. That's the cause. It meaning is that nyamsa and jetho, the practice, the experience in the meditation and the experience after the meditation are the cause of this enlightenment. Cause means here the means of the attainment of this essence of the essence, which has two kind of quality, that is two purities. Then the second, now the third point is lam gomba le diba ni yi tima dan talwa jibi tan dan. Third point is fruit. Lam gomba le, by the lam means path, gomba means practice, le means by the practice of the path. Diba ni yi tima dan talwa, diba ni means two kind of obscuration, two kind of well. Dipa means the well, or covering, cover. Nyi means two. That is, Sheji Dipa and Nyumumbi Dipa. The obscuration of the knowledge, that is not knowing the ultimate truth. And Nyunmumbidriba, that is the veil of Klesha, the emotions, negative emotions, such as desire, anger, you know, ignorance, etc., which also create an obscuration. So these kind, two kinds of obscuration, the stain, Niki, Tima Tang, Talwa. Tima means the stain. The stain of these two kinds of obscuration. Tang Talwa means free from, or the freedom from. Talwa means here as a noun. The freedom from. This Tang is, again, here Tang is not and, not comma, but here is only, it gives the meaning from. Talwa is the one word. Denba is one word. Talwa, Denba, Tsungba, like this, you know. There are about 20 words with which the tongue goes, tongue particle goes. Then it becomes sometimes a free, sometimes a from. Here is a freedom from. Tongue means from. Freedom from. And sometimes possessing with, something like that. Sometimes a with, sometimes a from. It changes. According to the word, it changes the meaning. Freedom from the stains of two kinds of obscuration by the practice of the path is the meaning of fruit. It has the fruit. It has essence. It has the means, causes, and it has the fruit. What is the fruit now? This is the meaning of the fruit. Then, one, two, three.
Can you translate Lam Gompa Le?
By the practice of path, Lam Gompa Le. By the practice of the path, or by following the path. And then, now the fourth, Dipa Pangwa Le Rangshin Ki Thun Nyi Drupar Chepa Le Ki Thun Thang. Le means now function or activities, I think. Le means action, yes, in fact. Action or activities. Le Ki Thun Thang. Now, it has got activity. Now, enlightenment has activity. Enlightenment has function. What is the function or the activity of enlightenment? Dibha pangwa le. Dibha means obscuration. Pangwa means giving up. It's past tense form, given up. Le means by. You know, by, and in grammar, we had ki, kiss, kiss, yes, etc. They are by. But we haven't done we haven't finished the explanation of genitive case yet. So, le is also used as a genitive case sometimes. Here, sorry, not genitive, the instrumental case, instrumental particle. Le means by, you know, like not from, normally from, you know. Le has three meanings. Le means karma, le means from, le means then, you know, comparative, and le means by. Four meanings, you know. So, le here is by giving up the obscuration, the dibha, that refers to the two kind of dibha. Le rang shen yi tuen yi dubar chepa. Rang and shen, oneself and others. Tuen means the purpose, or the purpose, and then purpose, or the welfare, or the goods, whatever you say. Nyi means to, dubar chepa means it fulfills. Dubar chepa means to fulfill, or sakhada ga garada dashu dupa dup. Dupar che. Well, then we will discuss afterward. Yes. Anyway, dupar che means accomplishes. It accomplishes the welfare of himself and other beings by giving up the It has the activity. Yes. It has the activity to benefit other beings and himself through the relinquishment of the, or the, by the relinquishment of the obscuration or the veil. That is the meaning of legitan, the meaning of turn. Yeah, meaning of the turn is like that. Turn means the meaning of the turn. Meaning, turn is also sometimes the meaning, sometimes it sounds like point, sometimes it sounds like the fact, sometimes it sounds like the turn, fact, and meaning, point, like that, you know. So here is the meaning. The enlightenment has activity. What is the meaning of the activity here? Meanings. The meaning of the activity is that which accomplishes that, you know, the accomplishment, oh sorry, the accomplishment, you can change as into noun here instead of verb. Accomplishment of his own purpose and other the purpose of other beings through relinquishment of the obscuration. That's the meaning. Tang means end. Tang means now the last end. End saying no, it's continuing the sentence now without breaking. Then it possesses now again. The meaning of the possessions, what is that? Then let's go back. Teda ki ten means. Teda means these. Ki means of. Ten means the base. The base of these. The base of these means these rangshingi ten. The base of these, the basis of these rangshingi ten, the welfare of himself and other being, is samji michabi yunde namdan dema. Samji michabi yunde. Samji michabi, inconceivable. Samji michabi means inconceivable. Literally, sam means thought. Ji means by. Michabi means not pervade, not cover. That which cannot be covered by thought. That which cannot be covered by thought means the inconceivable. Beyond the thought. What is that? Yonten, nam, the qualities. The 32 kind of qualities that Dhammakaya has. The qualities which are beyond the grasp of ordinary beings or which are inconceivable. These are the base of the base. That base means the real, the cause of the accomplishment of the two welfares which he possess, which the Dhammakaya possess, then be turned. Teyang o ni tang longju zogba tang truba ku de kusum ji rabdo yewe jug be turned. Then yewe jugba, I think it's the whole, it sounds like yewa means normally classification at the end of the sentence, you know. Yewe jukpa thantang. Yewa sounds like, okay, first let's go word by word from the beginning of the sentence. Teyang means literally this two means this Buddha, you know, the enlightenment too. Teyang sometimes gives meaning moreover. Teyang. Ngô nhi tang. Here, ngô nhi is essence. Essence means here essence kayas, you know. Ngô nhi tang. Here, the essence kaya refers to the Dhamma kaya. Ngô nhi tang. Long zhe zog ba tang. The essence kaya. Rinpoche says normally when we classify the five kayas, then the essence kaya, ngo nyigu, ishi chugu, dharma kaya, longjo zogu, the sambhoga kaya, the nirmana kaya, like that. But five kayas also. The classification of five kayas also there. But here is not. Here essence means, ngo nyi means essence means dharma. Huh? Oh, sorry, four kayas. I counted four kayas. I said five kayas. The four kayas, ngo nyiku, ishichugu, longju zogu, and tulgu, the essence kaya. But here essence kaya means dhamma kaya. Ngo nyiku and longju zogpa means then the, longju zogpa means this sambhoga kaya. Tulpa means the emanated, that means emanated body. The kaya is not here, but we can apply. Ngo nyi ku, you can say the essence kaya, longje zokpa, zokpe ku, the sambhoga kaya, and tang means and, tulpa means emanated kaya. Te here is called, te is grammatical lakche, which we call it here the descriptive lakche. That means it's showing the i.e., that means i.e., yes. You know? Here te means i.e. I.e. means what? That is, isn't it? That is. Here, te means that is. When te is used as that is, then it is called descriptive lakche. When te is used because, then it's called reasoning lakche. It brings reason, you know. So we have to study sumchuba very well. Trulpa te is, that is trikaya, kusum. That is trikaya, kusum ki. Kusum ki, rabdo yeva. Ki means of, rabdo yeva jugva means of, the whole meaning is classification. Yeah, enlightenment has classification. Means that enlightenment can be classified, is classified into three aspects, that means, you know. The Buddha, Dhammakaya, Sambhogakaya, and Nirmanakaya, or emanated kaya, like that. Jugpa, that's the Jugpa meaning. Jugpa is here, classification, yes. Although Jugpa means not classification, Jugpa is normally to enter, to engage, to apply, something like that, you know. Te namjangs, now these also, Dhovata namka chisi par takbe thanda. Then, takba. Takba means the permanent. And the enlightenment has the quality of permanent, something everlasting, something permanency, something that which is permanence, the quality of being permanent. So that, what is that? Te namjang means all these two. These also, yes. Te nam means these. Chang means also. This refers to all these 7 points which I explained. Nam chang, drawatang, nam ka. Te nam chang, this refers to these three kayas, sorry. These two means these also means these three kayas also. Drawatang, the beings. Drawa means being, tang means and. Nam ka means the sky, the space. Chisi par, namka chisi par. It's not par, it should be par. You close it. Yeah. Till, chisi par means till, or up until the sky and the being. Means, as long as the sky and the being remain, exist. Takwa means it is permanent. Means, these three kayas, remain as long as the sky and the beings last. Dagbe thun. That is the meaning of permanency. The permanency, the quality of permanency that enlightenment possess. Thar chimba chitabe sulni, phaban namji samji mikhabe thunde. Then, samji mikhava. The last point, now the eighth one. Samji mikhava. Samji mikhava, we have the inconceivability. The quality of inconceivability. Turn means meaning. The meaning of inconceivability that Buddha, that enlightenment has. That is tharchimba. Tharchimba means perfectly. Chitava means exactly as it is. Sul means Chitave chul, you can take the whole as it is, the way it is. Tharsimba means perfectly. Phalpa namji, phalpa means the ordinary means ordinary beings here. Phalpa nam means ordinaries, means ordinary beings. Kis means by. Samji mikhabe thande. It is inconceivable by the ordinary beings as it is. The enlightenment, you know, cannot be conceived by the ordinary being as it is perfectly, cannot be conceived perfectly as it is. Therefore, enlightenment is inconceivable, or the enlightenment has the quality of inconceivability. So these are the meaning. Tön yebu namgi, tön yebu nam niki, yebu tardu pasangi gisani nabar shabayin. Tön yebu nam niki, by this tön yebo means 8 meanings or 8 points. Nam niki, nam is plural, 8 points. Ni is referring to the very. Kis means by the very 8 points or 8 meaning. Debu means the fruit. Thartukma means the ultimate. the ultimate fruit, that is Sangye. That is Sangye Yisar. Sangye Yisar. Sangye Yisar. Sangye Yisar. Diwu Thar Thukpa. Sangye Yisar. Sangye Yisar means the level of the Buddha. The Buddha Bhumi. Number Shakpa, you know, is presented. The, pardon? Number Shakpa. Number Shakpa is presented. Number Shakpa, you know, the whole. Number Shakpa means to present. You know means are presented or are or is. Or being presented, you can say. You know means being presented. This no is again, you know, we had in the grammar, Sumchupa, you know, no is a ko ngo to no, there's 11, which are terminating particle, and also used as an auxiliary verb. With the noun, it is main verb, and with the main verb, it is auxiliary verb, helping verb. Number shakpa is one verb. Number shakpa yin is the full verb, to present, being present. No means, you can say, has been or has, like has been presented. Sa is level. Oh, ra in the level of, as the level of Buddha. Ra is as, yes. Sangye Yisar ni number shaman, as the level of the Buddha. Buddha as a level, you know. Although Buddha doesn't have, the enlightenment doesn't have any level because it's beyond level now. But however, it is presented as a level, you know. The levels are counted only up to 10th. So then Buddha is also counted as a level, but only in term, you know. So that's, I think that's he did already.
That's it.
Yes. Thank you.